The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. Go to info@gpitaliano.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan. The Muskie Expo Chicago, January 19th through the 21st at the Kane County Fairgrounds, St. Charles, Illinois, MuskieExpo.com. The Chicagoland Fishing, Travel, and Outdoor Expo, January 25th through the 28th at the Schaumburg Convention Center. And by Daiwa, fishing reels, rods, and baits made of the highest quality and priced for everyone.
Follow me and find contentment. Follow me to rippling streams. Find a world that embraces free open spaces. Come and follow me.
Hello, everyone. This is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors. Whether it's close to home or across this great country, come on out and follow me.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Man, we got to get a break from this cold. It was cold. Bunnies in the woods this week. Woo, baby. A lot of people started ice fishing at the end of the week. Did you notice that? I had a little posting on my Chauncey's Great Outdoors Facebook page. I got a lot of phone calls and text messages from people of everybody going out there in basically across all northern Illinois, that, hey, we're out here doing this. We're finding 3 inches, 4 inches. Some places had 6 inches. Mother Nature's ice-making machine was working big time, big time. Well, this is the opening weekend of sports show season here, and we got the big Muskie Expo going on at the St. Charles Fairgrounds, at the Kane County Fairgrounds in St. Charles, I should say. That's how it goes. And that starts yesterday, Friday. It's today and tomorrow. Over 100 booths of muskie and other fishing gear, terminal tackle. There'll be food there. Chauncey's Great Outdoors is going to be there. Waterworks Marine's going to be there. Make sure you stop in at their booth and say, hey, what's that Chauncey price on that new boat? And make sure you get a good price from Wayne, all right? But let's talk about who's going to be on today's show. First of all, we have Rick Battaglini. He is the owner of Yellowbird Fishing Products, which is a full line of fishing lures, planer boards, all kinds of gear that you need, from body baits to some spoons that have been around for a long time. I mean, spoons that started back in the 1800s, the company did. And they've purchased that company years ago, and they continue making these high-quality spoons and a lot of other stuff. He's going to be at the Expo show this weekend and the Schaumburg show the weekend after that. But Rick is going to talk to us about Yellowbird Fishing Bird products and all the neat things that are there. And so come on out and see him this weekend. Then we're after him. We've got a great friend of our program. That's right, Brandon Polinick. He is like a 11-time Bassmaster Classic qualifier. I've interviewed him many times from the first time he ever came into a Bassmaster tournament many, many years ago to even, last fall I had an interview with him. But Brandon is truly a great fisherman, great educator, young dad. He's got two little girls now, so that's a pretty cool thing. I'm excited about that for him. And so he's going to come on to talk about the seminars he's doing at the Schaumburg, the Chicagoland Fishing, Travel, and Outdoor Show in Schaumburg, that are on Thursday and Friday. He's not there Saturday and Sunday, but he's there Thursday and Friday. So remember that. Make sure you're coming out for that one. And we'll, talk to him out there. And if you can't find him, find me, and I'll find him for you. Okay? And then remember to stop by our Waterworks Marine booth at the Muskie Expo and say, hey, what's that Chauncey price on that new Lund boat. I want to get a good price on it and make sure they'll give you good price. If you say, I want the Chauncey price, you'll get a good price. Okay, we got that. Oh, and then we'll have the Aiden Fishing Report because he's back from Key West. Oh, God, kid's got a rough life. Key West of fishing, and I hope he did some ice fishing, but I know he's back, and I do have a report somewhere in my computer. I saw a text message from him. I should say an email from him. Yeah, that'll be in the last segment of the show. So there's lots of other neat stuff going on here, and the phone is ringing. Wait a minute. Let's see who's on the phone. Oh, my goodness. It's Violet Talley. Hey, Violet. How are you?
Hey, Chauncey, how are you doing?
I'm doing okay, and I understand that you're giving us a buzz to talk about the seminars you're going to be doing at the Schaumburg Show, which is going to be great. And, I mean, you are the bass fishing woman here in the upper Midwest, aren't you?
Well, I'm one of them. I'm pretty active, so, you know, and I always enjoy, you know, sharing what I learn with everybody. So I'm really looking forward to the show.
Mm-hmm. Now, the first seminar that you're doing is, it's a really cool one because it's a finesse bass fishing tactics, right?
Correct. Fishing around here is pretty pressured.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a lot of people around here fishing the same waters when, you know, I keep hearing, oh, nobody ever fishes this hole. Yeah. Okay. And about 50 bass boats went through that hole that day, you know? So, and it's so hard to fish around here, you know, when everybody's like, oh, fishing's tough, but really, you know, you'll see 6-pound bass coming out of the chain, 6.5-pound, and people wondering if it's just luck, but they're there. I mean, you just have to change your, you know, your fishing habits and your techniques, and a lot of guys just need to learn to slow down a little bit and downsize and just be a little bit more detail specific with how they fish,
mm-hmm.
you know, their lures and their presentation. So this seminar is really, it's to dive deeper into detail and on how to take a lot of those lures and really get in their nitty gritty and show them how to slow it down in different presentations with the same lure to get those fish that they're passing up.
Oh, exactly.
It's too pressured out there.
Well, and it's called finessing. You got to, you know, this is when the bass are don't want to bite. You got to finesse them on your bites there. So that's exactly what this is. Then on Friday, that's on Thursday night. On Friday night, you're doing a seminar. Bass fishing new waters. I think this is an interesting one because you walk up to a lake and you don't know what's out there. You got to figure it out, right?
Absolutely. And there's a whole process. And, you know, everybody's got a different process, but honestly, most of the time is let's just throw something in the water and see if anything bites kind of a process, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to scale it down and show them from, you know, step one through step, you know, 2A, 3A, 4A, and B and C, the little things that you can do that you can start, you know, and start this process of, you know, going through certain lure presentations and locations without wasting a lot of time, but, you know, getting what I say process to progress. You get a process down and you're going to start progressing your way through that lake, and before you know it, you'll be catching fish left and right. Hopefully, you know, there are days you just can't catch fish no matter what you do, but at least I'm going to give them a process that they can follow using what they have on hand and be able to pick apart that water quickly and efficiently so that they can at least get a good day on the water.
Right. And then on Saturday at 3:30 in the afternoon, you're going to be doing the finesse bass fishing. All of these are up on the Hogue Trough. You got to say it like you're from the South, the Hogue Trough.
Hogue Trough, yes. It's fun. It's nice to be able to present and show people what I'm doing. I mean, I love doing the classroom stuff. It's great, but sometimes you just need to see the lure and the bait in action and the gear, and then, you know, and you see the fish react. I mean, it's a whole, you know, different avenue of the way you see things. I got to see things. I can't just be explained.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have to actually see it being done. I like to see the examples, and then I can say, okay, I get it now. I can figure that out. That's when my light bulb moment happens. So I figure it'd be easier for people. And it's a nice crowd out there. You're out in the middle of the area where you got all the tackle shops, and,
mm-hmm.
and you get to meet a lot of people. And it's just a great time. It's really a fun time.
Exactly. And then once again on Sunday, you're doing the seminar on the bass fishing new waters again. So you're doing new water. You're doing finesse new waters. Finesse new waters. So you're going to be there every day, so everybody can come out and they'll be able to find you at the Daiwa booth, and also
I'll be at the Lake County Water Sports booth most of the time because mm-hmm. I'm going to be showing off my brand new skeeter.
Okay,
I'm going to be running this year, and which is a beautiful boat.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be at the torn between this, a couple. I got a couple sponsors. I got Daiwa, I got Grant Ross, and yeah, I'm trying to think what else I have. I have a couple other little guys over there. They're great sponsors, great people, but mostly Daiwa, Grant Ross, and Lake County Water Sports. So it'll kind of be all over the place because I think Grant Ross is towards the front with Daiwa, Lake County is towards the back, and the Hog Trophy right in the middle.
And when she wants,
so it'll be kind of all over.
And when she wants a soda pop,
of course, at your booth.
Yeah, you'll be at my booth when you want a soda pop. You know.
There you go. No, of course.
But you know, it's going to be a lot of fun with you out there, and I'm looking forward to that. As a matter of fact, this weekend you're going to be at the Muskie Show, aren't you?
Absolutely, I will be in the Lake County Water Sports booth, but also I'll be visiting a couple of different your booth, of course, as well, always. And but I'll be walking around because I love to not just work the show, but I like to go around and also, one, do my shopping. This is when I do my shopping. I like to support other businesses, especially in the area and other companies around, and meet and greet everybody. I know a lot of people in the area, and I always like to say hi. Sometimes the only time I get to see them is at these shows, so I always like to, you know, greet them and see what's going on, see what's new, and definitely, like I said, definitely shop. My shopping time.
And Violet really wants you to stop her and talk to her about fishing and what you could do to be a better fisherman or woman. I like just like to say a fisherman, you know, and don't be afraid to come and talk to her at any time. Violet, thanks so much for calling in this morning.
Thank you, Chauncey. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Come to the Chicago Muskie Expo at the Kane County Fairgrounds at 525 South Randall Road in St. Charles, Illinois, January 19th through the 21st, and get ready to yell, fish on! This is the biggest muskie fishing expo in the Midwest, where you can get the hottest baits before they are sold out at stores or online. The newest fishing rods and reels to catch the big ones. Lodges that specialize in muskie fishing. Fishing boats, muskie clubs, seminars from top muskie professionals, muskie gear, talk to muskie guides and charters from Illinois, Iowa, Kentucky, Minnesota, Michigan, and Canada. There's free parking and more. Buy your ticket online at muskieexpo.com and save 20%. A one-day ticket is $12 and a three-day ticket is $20. Young muskie anglers 16 and under are free. So don't miss a seminar. Go to muskieexpo.com for more information and ticket specials. muskieexpo.com.
You love watching us on TV? Now you can enjoy the great outdoors every day of the week with a subscription to Midwest Outdoors Magazine. For only $14.95, big issues loaded with the best of fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. Each one packed with how-to new product showcases. Fishing or hunting, it's all covered. What are you waiting for? Call 1-800-606-FISH. Know that Midwest Outdoors Magazine includes a state section for where you live. Each month you get the information that matters to you and where you hunt and fish. For only $14.95, you get big issues of the best of the outdoors.
When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, fish on! And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, fish on!
Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester has everything you love and more. Their new take-home meals from Paul's Market right there in the store, where you can bring it home, heat it, and enjoy your choice of baked lasagna, eggplant, baked rigatoni with vodka sauce, sausage and basil sauce, and more. Or you can try one of Paul's new family meals that will feed 4 to 6 people hot, ready for the table, from eggplant parmesan, ricotta gnocchi, chicken parmesan with sides, and a dessert you can't go wrong. And while you're at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, pick up a sandwich along with your take-home heat-and-eat meal for that true comfort food feeling. Place an order for pickup or delivery by phone to 708-531-9080 and tell them Chauncey sent you. This segment is brought to you by Diamond Ghost Charters. Give them a call at 847-838-2037 and get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN AM 1000 in Chicago.
Let's fish it!
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And on the phone with me, I've got somebody besides being a very long-time friend. I'm not even going to put a number on that long time, but a very long time. He is the 2022 Bass Angler of the Year. He's only 35 years old. He's a puppy. He's done more in his professional career than most professional bass fishermen I know of for over 30 years. He started bass fishing in the reservoirs and places up in Idaho, and he's just turned that into being at the Bassmaster Classic 11 times, of which I covered him on. And he's not just a fisherman. He's a really good guy. Brandon Polinick, everybody. Brandon, thanks for coming on the show.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
I know that was a long introduction, but people really needed to know how really, really I like you. Hey, you're going to be...
I'm glad you left out the how long we know each other so it doesn't age us.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I started thinking and I went, nope, don't go there. But hey, listen, you're coming into the Chicagoland Fishing Travel and Outdoor Expo next weekend. Not this weekend. This weekend is the Muskie Expo in Chicago. Next weekend is the Chicago, we call it the Schaumburg Show. You all know it also is the Chicago Fishing Travel and Outdoor Expo. But Brandon is going to be there. He's going to be, you'll find him around the Daiwa booth, I know for sure. He's a good friend with Daiwa, and Daiwa is one of our sponsors of our program. But he's going to be teaching some seminars off the hog trough. Now, Brandon doesn't speak Southern because he would just say hog trough. Down south, they call it the hog trough. You got to make it longer. But two of the seminars that he's doing, and this is really kind of a cool thing because he is such a bass fishing guru, simplifying soft plastics. I mean, people put way too much thought into it, don't they?
Yeah, I think we've all fell victim to it, and there's so many options out there that it's easy to get lost in buying different baits. And it's always good to explore and try different products, but it's also important to not feel overwhelmed. And you know, I guess when I first started on tour and got some sponsors, it was like, I'm just going to get all this product and do all these things and, you know, and just try all these different baits. And next thing you knew, I had, you know, baits that I hadn't thrown in 3 years that I've been packing around in the back of my truck, taking up weight. And so over the years, I've been able to simplify my soft plastics and I maybe don't carry as many shapes and different colors and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Don't feel like I have to have the entire arsenal, but I've really narrowed it down to products that I have a ton of confidence in and, you know, some select colors. And those are baits that I can use across a lot of different techniques.
Mm.
And so that's what I'm going to talk about is, you know, here's some baits that I carry in my boat 365 days a year and, you know, and show different ways, different rigging ways that I use those exact same soft plastics.
And really, you're carrying the baits that you have a confidence in, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, correct. This is what we all do. I mean, I could open up my tackle box and I have hundreds of lures in there. I go to 4 lures.
Yep.
I'm just showing you that somebody like Brandon saying the same thing, that he goes, you know, why should I carry 30 pounds of rubber, you know?
Yeah, and the weight adds up pretty quick, so I'm trying to help people simplify and, focus in on products that you can use in multiple situations.
Mm-hmm.
Then that way you don't have to carry as much, but you are still covering the same basis of techniques and stuff. You can cover all those situations without having a crazy amount of products in your boat or in your vehicle.
Right. Right. And you're going to be, when you're up on the hog trough, you're going to be talking about when to use, you're going to be pitching these baits. And that's one of the things I like about having someone like you do a seminar up on the hog trough is because, A, I'm listening to you. B, I'm watching the bait. And I'm seeing how that bait moves, and I can take my eyes and look up to it, to you, and see how you're working the rod. And I go, that's how he made it do that. And that's what it's doing there. Because all of a sudden, when the fish, these fish have everything thrown at them for, several days. And then all of a sudden, they see that thing go in there. And it's like they go, what is that? What's he doing with that lure? I'm going to have to swim behind it. That's pretty frustrating.
Exactly. They do that a lot.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty frustrating when they do that and really, I just want everyone to know, Brandon cannot see the fish when you're up there because
I'm also not allowed to set the hook on them. They don't let me keep my hooks on the bait, unfortunately.
Oh, they don't let you, they bend the hooks down?
Yeah, you got to bend the hooks over or cut them off so that you're not hooking bass. But I will say I have bent some hooks over, and I have still hooked a few in the hog drop over the years. It does happen every once in a while.
We won't tell a story then about a gentleman that you know for many years that was fishing in the big aquarium in the middle of a Bass Pro Shops. It was after hours, and there was a little bit of alcohol involved, okay?
Yeah, I can see that being a problem.
But, boy, I had fun. Now, that's one seminar you're doing. Then you're doing some other seminars. You've got one on spinnerbaits. And I used to always think spinnerbaits was just a hot weather, spinner, lure. There's a lot of action. It moves fast. It does this. It does that. But really, you can use spinnerbaits over a longer period of the fishing time, right?
Yeah, and it's funny you mention that because for me, a spinnerbait really shines in cooler water temperatures. The very first tournament I ever won, I think I was 14, I won on a spinnerbait. And so it's all about selecting the right blade design to get the right action and the right lift out of the bait and the right size and wire diameter and shape. And so there's a lot of little intricacies to the spinnerbait category that apply it to different times of year and different conditions. And that's what we're going to talk about.
Yeah. Everyone, we're talking with Brandon Polinick, great friend of all outdoorsmen, fisherman. He's became a father again. He's got two little girls in his household, so we want to congratulate him on that. And before I change to your next seminar, I had a guy take me out in his bass boat. This guy's a very good bass fisherman in Illinois. The lake is covered half in ice, so we're in open water. And I said, what do we? He says, put this white spinnerbait on. And I looked at him like, you got three heads. He says, cast it on the ice, pull it to the edge of the ice, let it drop, and let it helicopter down, and just hold on to the rod. Brandon, I looked at the guy like, yeah, what have you been drinking this morning? Yeah. I couldn't believe it. Boom, boom, boom. Hit after hit. That's all he did. And I said, I would have never thrown a spinnerbait with ice on the lake. But,
They work.
Yeah, we do live in the upper Midwest where it stays cold for a while. Now, the next seminar I know that you're doing is a one on jerkbaits?
Yep, kind of the same principle as spinnerbaits. A lot of different little intricacies and depths and different shapes and stuff that change the way a bait moves.
But, I mean, as an angler, you should, yes, you have your favorite bait, but you never know when you have to switch from a plastic to a spinner bait to a, a jerk bait to get somebody to hit, right?
Correct.
And these are the important things. The other thing is you're going to be at the, I know, the Daiwa booth, because they've got some new product coming out, new rod and reel. Not rod and reel, but a new couple of rods for walleye fishing. And you could use it for any kind of fishing, if you ask me. But it's a casting rod and a spinning rod. They also have a lot of other products there. Great deals on the Bessie baits at the Daiwa booth. I mean, I'm very excited that you're going to be there. Because normally, the Daiwa booth is, and it, this year, it's right in the front door almost. But when Brandon's in the booth, you better take a side door, because everybody's piled in front of him. Because y'all want to talk to him.
Yeah, that's always been a really good show. It's a fun show for me. They, I mean, bunch of good people, bunch of good vendors.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a few people there selling mega bass stuff, and I'll be talking about that.
Mm, good.
There's a couple X-Zone dealers.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of the stuff that I'll talk about, people will actually be able to go and purchase a lot of it at the show even.
Cool. Well, Brandon, I want to thank you for coming on my program this morning to talk about your seminars that you're going to be doing, not this weekend, next Thursday and Friday. What did I say? Next Thursday, Friday, at the Chicagoland Fishing, Travel, and Outdoor Expo in Schaumburg, a.k.a. the Schaumburg Show. Come on, you know, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. There's lots of great seminars, lots of great products, and plenty of people to talk to. And, Brandon, I want to make sure that you know that there's always coffee and soda in my booth anytime you need to take a little break.
Perfect.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Brandon. And once again, congratulations on the new baby.
Appreciate it.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Hi, this is Captain Tony from Diamond Ghost Charters. Are you looking for that special gift for someone who is hard to buy for? Think of a Diamond Ghost Charters gift certificate. We have gift certificates for 5, 6, and 8 hours. So please call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741.
Come to the Chicago Muskie Expo at the Kane County Fairgrounds, 525 South Randall Road in St. Charles, Illinois, January 19th through the 21st. This is the biggest muskie fishing expo in the Midwest, where you can get the hottest baits before they're sold out at the stores or online. The newest fishing rods and reels to catch the big ones. Lodges that specialize in muskie fishing, fishing boats, free parking, and more. Go to muskieexpo.com for more information and ticket specials. Muskieexpo.com. Waterworks Marine, the largest Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, has those 2024 boats you have been waiting for today, and they're powered by a Mercury outboard. These are the boats that people are talking about, and Waterworks Marine has the largest selection of anywhere in the country at a price you want, and once again, powered by a Mercury outboard. Waterworks also has a few 2023 Lund and Lowe boats with a Mercury outboard, but they are being sold at rock bottom prices. But you still have time to enjoy your fun certified Waterworks boat, whether it's fishing, a fall color ride, or a day with friends. Let your boat from Waterworks Marine make the day special. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com and stop in at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Chauncey here. A couple of weeks ago, I was really fortunate and held the new Tatula MQLT line of spinning reels that was just released by Daiwa, with new features like a one-piece monocoque frame, an air drive shaft so you don't feel any friction when you reel. Add to that and more, the Tatula MQLT line of reels has a gear ratio from either like 5.8 to 6.2. So you can fish it as slow as you want, or you can fish it as fast as you want. Stop in at your favorite tackle shop that carries the full line of Daiwa and hold that Tatula MQLT reel. Trust me, you won't leave the store without one. Hello everyone, Chauncey here, and I highly recommend the newest Italian family restaurant in the western suburbs is now open to rave reviews. It's called GP Italiano at 1 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. That's LaGrange Road and the train tracks right there in downtown LaGrange. This is a true family restaurant with a menu of the freshest ingredients with attention to detail and creativity. GP Italiano invites you to join them for dinner out with your friends or even that special person.
Or how about dinner with your family with special pricing just for kids for homemade pastas and pizza for only $8? You can't go wrong with that. You'll come back twice a week because the kids will want to come back. But with an appetizer, salad, homemade pastas, entrees, artisan wood-fired pizzas, and more, oh, it is so good. Make your next dinner reservation or pick up to go at GP Italiano at 1 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. That's LaGrange Road and the train tracks right there in downtown LaGrange. Give them a call at 708-325-4590. And tell them Chauncey sent you.
Catch the big one. Your fishing and outdoor season kicks off at the Chicagoland Fishing, Travel, and Outdoor Expo, January 25th through the 28th at the Schaumburg Convention Center. Learn from fishing experts Brandon Polinick, Matt Robinson, Steve Heidig, Jim Sarek, Oliver Nye, and more. Shop over 100 exhibits. Save on gear and tackle, boats and electronics. Book your next fishing or hunting trip. All your fishing needs under one roof and tons of family fishing fun. January 25th through 28th. Tickets at chicagoland.sportsshows.com.
If you want to stay in the know on the latest outdoor news and information, go to Facebook/Chauncey's Great Outdoors and like us and become one of the sportsmen in the know with Chauncey's Great Outdoors on Facebook. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information on advertising and sponsorships, contact us at ChaunceyMedia@AOL.com. That's ChaunceyMedia@AOL.com. This segment is being brought to you by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, where every boat sold is a fun certified boat.
Well, now take down your fishing pole and meet me at the fishing hole. We may not get a bite all day, but don't you rush away. What a great place to rest your bones.
Hey, this is Captain Sig off the Deadliest Cats. You're listening to Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
As a lemonade setting in the shade, whether it's hot, whether it's cool, oh, what a spot for whistling like a fool. What a fine day to take a stroll.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And yeah, it's a little bit better than it was last weekend, but that's okay because you know what this weekend is? We're talking to, you know, right today. Today. Not yesterday. Well, yeah, yesterday if you're there. But it's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. That's this weekend that we're in. It's at the Big Muskie Show. Where? Kane County Fairgrounds. St. Charles, real easy. Randall Road, just south of North Avenue. But on the phone with me, we've got Rick Battellini from Yellowbird Fishing Products. Rick, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Chauncey.
Buddy, Yellowbird is a company that is much more than just everyone thinks of the planer boards that have, from the littlest one to the biggest one that you see on the Lake Michigan and Lake Erie and stuff like that. But it's such a diverse company of fishing things to use. Yes, at the Muskie Show, we've got the planer boards to, you know, for the muskie fishermen. And like I said, if you're also any other kind of fisherman, Rick can tell you how you can use these things to increase your catch. But there are so many other products that you give me a quick run of all the products. What's the name of them all?
Well, under the Yellowbird Fishing Products name, we have the Yellowbird planer boards, which has been around since the 1970s.
Mm-hmm.
And we created that product. The Prescott spinner rig, which goes back to 1893 in Prescott, Wisconsin, where it was created by a gentleman named Charlie Staff, who was going after northern pike and created a wire system, spinner rig.
Mm-hmm.
And it's still wonderful today. It's still being used in all applications. We have the KB spoon and the Dr. Spoon, which go back to 1929. It was invented in Duluth, Minnesota. And then we have a new brand. It's called Legion Lures. And we're going after the bass market with crankbaits and jigs. And we're going to come up with some topwater baits and some spinner rigs as well. And chatterbaits and all this good stuff, you know, as time goes on. But that's what we carry. We're not just a planer board company. Like we said, we got a ton of other products that are being utilized and going strong in our marketplace. And we are the number one spoon up in Canada with the Dr. Spoon. And we have more 50-plus inch catches, northern musky lake trouts. We're getting heavy into walleyes now up there as well. And we're going strong. Always come up with new colors and new situations and new products, and we're always expanding.
I didn't realize that you're the number one spoon up in Canada. Yeah, Hader, you know.
Yes.
Well, if you look at the colors, you look at the patterns on these things, yes. But you also have, which kind of caught me off guard, but I've known it for a couple of years, Dr. Ice. You have ice fishing stuff.
Yeah, you know what's interesting, and not to talk negatively about anything, but it's just more of an observation. The people here in the Midwest, the lower states, our spoons are a little big. You know, everybody's looking for that little tiny tungsten jig. And the spoons are being used more in Wisconsin, upper Wisconsin, upper Minnesota, Canada region, and also, you know, upper Michigan. So we get a lot of play there. But the Dr. Ice, you know, it's a quarter-ounce spoon, and it comes in 50 colors and finishes. And it's being used, you know, for brook trout. It's used, fly fishermen are using it, you know, to catch browns and all that stuff. We're using it for pan fishing. You know, crappie, perch, bluegill, rock bass, you know, all sorts of things. So it's not just an ice spoon. We just put the packaging in there to kind of give it a little bit more of a wow factor.
Yeah.
And to prop it up a little bit. But we noticed that, you know, here in the Illinois area, most people are using the tungsten jigs.
Yeah.
But the Dr. Ice is being utilized in other states and having successes and have wonderful catches. So it's kind of a multiverse product.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Now, of course, you know, the planer boards are self-explanatory, and you can use them whether you believe it or not. And you know, the guy we're talking to, Rick, you know, Tommy said, hey, Chunch, you could use these even if you're fishing from shore on a river. You can use these for doing all these other things. At the Muskie Show, they're used for trolling, you know, the big musky lures and stuff like that to the sides of the boat, because a lot of times the boat will push fish to the left or to the right, and what are they doing? You're pushing them right into where the planer board is rigged up with a nice, you know, big Dr. Spoon, you know?
Very true, and the interesting part about that is that, you know, as we age, things don't recover as quickly as we like them to. So you're throwing this heavy bait, this 12-inch plus bait, all day long with this huge telephone pole that is, you know, as thick as a telephone pole. And it's one of those things where, you know, your shoulder starts hurting. So, you know, you do with the left shoulder, and your left shoulder starts hurting, and all of a sudden your back is starting hurting. So that's why we're getting so much play with the planer boards. You troll around, you do your thing, and, you know, occasionally we get guys casting here and there and going from there and doing that. But they have now more options. They're covering more water. They're covering more depth. So it's being utilized in different areas and avenues. You know, we just found out that a lot of guys are using this for catfishing now. We're using the big planer boards. You know, catching these 20, 30, 40-pound big blue catfish and all over the country. You know, so people are just telling us different styles and different applications and things that we didn't even think about. So now we're marketing towards that. And there's one other thing that I found very interesting.
Yes?
The Southwick industry creates all these research channels for us as manufacturers and dealers and wholesalers and just regular fishermen. And they come up with all these different research panels and asking all these different questions. I was blown away by this. They took a survey to see where people fish, either in a boat or on land. And I was blown away by the fact that 68% of fishermen fish on shore versus a boat. Mm-hmm. I would have sworn it was the other way. I would have bet $1 million against that. And I was really blown away by that fact. Mm-hmm. So we're starting to get our marketing more towards that land side.
Yeah,
and
well,
utilizing that and showing people that you can still use a planer board as long as they're current
mm-hmm.
in that land application, no matter what size. And we're getting more and more people utilizing that, especially with our little Model 50s, which are 5 inches.
Mm-hmm.
And they're having a field day because they'll be able to present their bait for minutes where they think there's a fish versus trying to cast it at one spot. So they can just position their baits and then pull it in, pull it out,
mm-hmm.
leave it there, whatever, and they're having great successes. So, you know, you think you know everything, and then you learn something, and then you learn again, and you learn again. So it's a never-ending battle.
You know, one of the things that I read, and I can't remember, but there's a survey that was also done of gazillions of fishing lures across the country, okay? I mean, gazillions of fishing lures. And Yellowbird Products has two lures that are in the top 100?
Well, Chauncey, I'm going to let you know, it's a secret until February.
Okay.
So don't go telling anybody.
I mean, we won't tell nobody.
But the Prescott spinner rig and the Dr. Spoon are in the top 100 of all-time lures. And this was taken from the fishing, Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame up in Hayward, Wisconsin.
Mm.
They looked at over 50,000 lures, and we not only have one, we have two in the top 100. So we are so excited. And we can't wait to tell everybody about this. That's just a phenomenal honor
mm-hmm.
and, to be, first of all, mentioned,
yep.
but to have that on our arsenal to say that, hey, I think the Dr. Spoon was number 55,
mm-hmm.
or the Prescott was 55 and the Dr. Spoon was 70.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure which one it was. They told me really quickly. And I was just jumping for joy that I'd even listen.
So I want everybody to go to your booth this weekend at the Muskie Show in St. Charles there at the King County Fairgrounds and look at the Dr. Spoons and the other lures because it's just and you didn't hear it on Chauncey's show. You read it someplace else. We'll just tell everybody, you know. But, I mean, but you need to look at these because fish are attracted to color and sound, okay? And the finish on these things, when you look at the, whether it's a lure that's painted like a rainbow or painted like a pike or painted like a sauger or painted like a bluegill, I mean, it's not a body bait, even though you do sell with the Legend Lures, the different body baits for bass. But, you know, these fish like the pike and the walleye and the lake trout and the salmon, you know, they look to key on that flash. And these things are so bright. It's like, whoa. And that's where you, I think, the ever-growing an interest that has been there since 18-whatever to today is they look at that lure and they say, wow, that's really wet. And it's not a cheap paint job. This is high-quality paint that, you know, Yellowbird Products uses on all of their lures. So, and this is where I want people to take a look at it. That Dr. Spoons, you talk about that Fire Tiger one, I could see that a mile off.
Well, we have an orange, a fluorescent orange hammered copper swirl.
Mm-hmm.
And since I've owned the business, which has been going on 14 years now,
yeah.
that has been the number one spoon out of all of our 60-plus spoons
mm-hmm.
for 14 years. I mean, that thing has more 50-plus inch monsters on it than any other color that we carry. Something about that orange, you know, for pike and for musky, even for walleye. I mean, it's just catching everything.
Mm-hmm.
And we even got a few 40-pound catfish on there as well. People are sending us photos.
Yeah.
So you go to our gallery page, and you can actually see that we're not, you know, telling any fishing stories. These are actual baits that are having successes, and that color is in more pictures than any of them.
Yeah.
But, you know, what I found, you know, in my 14 years is that we need to catch the fishermen first.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's why we have so many colors. You know, I get asked all the time at shows, why do you have 60-plus colors? I said, well, we got to catch the fishermen first. Mm-hmm. Because you're the one that has to have success with it and have to have confidence with it. And if you don't, you're not going to throw it. So we have to appeal to the fishermen, and that's why we do what we do.
Mm-hmm. The other thing is, and I, you know, for everybody, we're talking with Rick Badalini from Yellowbird Fishing Products, and it's such a diverse company, but the thing that I want people to realize is we're talking to a company that fishes. They're just not making a bait. They fish. And if you have a company that sells a bait that fishes and knows how to use a bait, you're going to catch more fish. And the other thing is, folks, guess what? He's a local company. He's right here in Illinois. And this is where, you know, you're helping a local company out that's, you know, not in some foreign country, you know, whether it's in Canada or, you know, Europe or Finland or, you know, wherever, China. You know, this is a local company that is getting the product the way it should be to get, for you to catch more fish, packaged and out the door and in your tackle box as soon as possible. Rick, this is fantastic.
Yeah, we're up here in Spring Grove, Illinois, off of Route 12, and our backyard is the chain of lakes, and we get so many people coming in, you know, just to check out our stuff,
mm-hmm.
The summertime especially, but we get a lot of people in the spring, and I think what we're going to do is hold some seminars for, you know, the local guide services,
mm-hmm.
To give some people some advice on how to fish the chain and up in Lake Geneva and Delavan and the surrounding lakes around here,
mm-hmm.
just to give them a little bit more knowledge. So we're always trying to do something new to
mm-hmm.
bring in the customer and have us give them more information so they can have successes out on the water.
Right. And you're going to be
That's
at
the main deal.
You're going to be at the Muskie Show this weekend, correct?
Yes, we'll be at the Muskie Show in St. Charles, Illinois
mm-hmm.
this weekend. And the following weekend, we'll be in Schaumburg doing that show, which is another phenomenal show.
Yeah, and if you can't find them, come and find me at my booth, and I'll take you right over there so you can talk to Rick. And once again, give me the email, not the email, give me the website address.
It's yellowbirdproductswithanf.com.
Mm-hmm. And normally, Rick has some great special deals that he's running at when he's doing a sports show, like the Muskie or the Schaumburg show. So make sure you get to the Muskie show this week, and all you Muskie and Pike geeks, and say, hey, what's the Chauncey special this week? See what Rick has for you.
You got it.
Rick, thank you so much for coming on the program this morning.
Thank you for having me. It's always an honor to be on your show, Chauncey, and we appreciate everything that you do for our industry.
Thank you very much. You're listening to Chauncey. I'm Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Come to the Chicago Muskie Expo at the Kane County Fairgrounds, 525 South Randall Road in St. Charles, Illinois, January 19th through the 21st. This is the biggest muskie fishing expo in the Midwest, where you can get the hottest baits before they're sold out at the stores or online. The newest fishing rods and reels to catch the big ones. Lodges that specialize in muskie fishing, fishing boats, free parking, and more. Go to muskieexpo.com for more information and ticket specials. Muskieexpo.com.
Hi, this is Captain Tony from Diamond Ghost Charters. Are you looking for that special gift for someone who is hard to buy for? Think of a Diamond Ghost Charters gift certificates. We have gift certificates for 5, 6, and 8 hours. So please call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741.
Waterworks Marine, the largest Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, has those 2024 boats you have been waiting for today, and they're powered by a Mercury outboard. These are the boats that people are talking about, and Waterworks Marine has the largest selection of anywhere in the country at a price you want and, once again, powered by a Mercury outboard. Waterworks also has a few 2023 Lund and Low boats with a Mercury outboard, but they are being sold at rock-bottom prices. But you still have time to enjoy your fun certified Waterworks boat, whether it's fishing, a fall color ride, or a day with friends. Let your boat from Waterworks Marine make the day special. Give them a call at 708-798-9700 or go to waterworks.com. And stop in at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Attention all anglers, the world debut of Daiwa's new TDI walleye rods is happening at the Chicagoland Fishing Travel and Outdoor Expo Thursday, January 25th through the 28th in Schaumburg, Illinois. The TDI walleye rod, including spinning, casting, and trolling rods, will be showcased for the first time, and a limited supply will be available from select tackle retailers at the show. Nowhere in the country can you get these rods except from Fish Tech, Tackle Temps, and Angler's Outlet at the Chicagoland Fishing Travel and Outdoor Expo in Schaumburg, Illinois. So come to the show and be one of the first to have a new TDI walleye rod today. If you want to stay in the know on the latest outdoor news and information, go to Facebook/Chauncey's Great Outdoors and like us and become one of the sportsmen in the know with Chauncey's Great Outdoors on Facebook.
Catch the big one. Your fishing and outdoor season kicks off at the Chicagoland Fishing Travel and Outdoor Expo, January 25th through the 28th at the Schaumburg Convention Center. Learn from fishing experts Brandon Polinick, Matt Robinson, Steve Heiding, Jim Sarek, Oliver Nye, and more. Shop over 100 exhibits. Save on gear and tackle, boats and electronics. Book your next fishing or hunting trip. All your fishing needs under one roof and tons of family fishing fun. January 25th through 28th. Tickets at chicagoland.sportsshows.com.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Low dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant, or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. Go to info@gpitaliano.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan. And by Daiwa, fishing reels, rods, and baits made of the highest quality and priced for everyone.
Somebody say,
I'm listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoor on ESPN Radio AM 1000 in Chicago.
Welcome back, everybody, to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. I hope you're enjoying today's show and coming out to see me at the Big Muskie Expo, St. Charles, King County Fairgrounds. Free parking, lots of stuff there. Oh, man, there's like 100 booths at this show. You can't miss it. A lot of good funds, the munchies, everything else. And besides, Wayne from Waterworks is going to be there, and I'm going to be there. So you can stop by, we'll talk, and we'll even take you to some of the favorite guides and our Canadian lodges that are going to be there. We'll check it all out for you. And we'll just talk about fishing. Now let's get into my grandson's fishing report. This is the Aiden Fishing Report brought to you by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Stop in and see him or come on out to the Muskie Show and get that Chauncey price you want on that new Lund boat. Aiden says, Papa, I'm glad I'm back home from the Florida Keys, but it is a lot warmer down there than it is here. Ha ha. Dad and I went out a couple of days ago because of the 15 inches of snow. The ice on the bigger lakes is not that good. Should be okay by Sunday or Monday, but always check it. We went out and a bunch of smaller lakes and had slush along the shore, and ice was not thick enough yet to be comfortable. The couple lakes we did venture out, we hit the ice twice with an ice spud I took from your garage. I was wondering where that went. Oh, Grandma said I could have it. Oh, Grandma's emptying the garage for me. It went through, so we're gonna wait till next week to go ice fishing. If you find any good deals at the sports shows, get them for your favorite fishing reporter. Love you bunches, Aiden. That's my Aiden Fishing Report, sponsored by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Okay, let's go over a bunch of the lakes that allow ice fishing. Remember, nothing in the Chicago Park District, they allow going out on the ice. Nothing. That's real simple to go with, all right? But in Cook County Forest Preserves, we have Wampum, Turtle Head, Tampier, Sag Quarry, Saganaski Slough, Powderhorn, Papoose, Maple, Ida, Horsetail, Green, Flatfoot's another one, Bussy Main and South, Bussy South has some nice pike in it, Bullfrog, Big Bend, Bodie South, Baloo, Beck, Axehead, and Arrowhead. There's some big perch in Axehead. You got to learn how to catch them, okay? Remember that. That's a good spot. DuPage County, they are allowing late-night fishing at Deep Quarry. Please be careful when you always venture out. And check out any Forest Preserve district you're going to go to. Go to their website, see what they're allowing, see what they don't allow. That's the easiest thing to do without getting into a long, deep conversation. You need to know it, and if you read it, you're going to know it. Okay. Our good friend Ken O'Malley, Husker O'Malley, as I call him, Husker. He was one of our pro staffers for us in Waterworks Marine, and he said, hey, this frigid temperature's got the ice machine working really big and really fast. He said he's finding some fish around some weed beds, but you need the bluegill bite was really finicky to slow. You got to move to around to find them, and then you'll pick up a couple and move again. That was the kicker. He did pick up a couple of small crappies, but nothing to get excited about. He tried everything that he had, and the best thing was live bait to go with. So that's from our good buddy Ken Husker. And remember, we're going to be at the Muskie Expo this weekend and the Chicagoland Fishing Tackle Travel and Outdoor Show next weekend. So we're in St. Charles, Illinois this weekend, and we're in Schaumburg next weekend with the sports shows. Come on out and see us. Okay. Well, I can hear the flute playing, so you know what that means. We're coming to the end of the show. And I always like to leave you with a Native American proverb. This one comes from my good buddy once again, Oppen Sui. He said, when I am in the woods, no matter what time of the year, I am never alone. I am surrounded by all that I love and all that loves me. When I am in the woods, I am never alone. I am surrounded by all that I love and all that loves me. How very true. Hey, please remember, we don't own the woods, the rain, the storm, and the fish we're catching or trying to find. But also, come on out to the sports show. Stay warm. Remember, Muskie Show this weekend, next weekend, the Chicagoland Fishing, Travel, and Outdoor Show. We'll see you next week, everybody.